I reckon the big news story today, and something when I saw it on the telly last night, and it's huge online today, this is awesome. Jerry Seinfeld has done an ad for an Australian building society.
He is one of the most sought-after performers of, you know, of any time, and he's only ever endorsed two products before, American Express, and he did an ad for Microsoft with Bill Gates, and they paid him about $12 million for the privilege.
Here's the ad.
When it comes to your money, you don't want great, you want greater. It's like maximum. When I go to a drugstore to get pain medication, I want maximum strength. Figure out what will kill me, and then back it off a little bit. Where are you from?
Here.
Well, it's nice to have you back.
The Greater Building Society has one of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the world.
So that's the ad, of course, the rest they can pay for. But, the bloke that made all this happen, look, to be honest, I think the story as to how this happened is fascinating, is John Dwyer, Head of Marketing for Greater. G'day, mate.
G'day, Paul. G'day, Rachel.
Mate, how do you get Jerry Seinfeld to advertise a building society in Newcastle?
Look, we're still pinching ourselves, and I'm worried I'm going to wake up and it never happened. It happened about 6 months ago, just before Christmas. I made contact with his longtime manager, a guy called George Shapiro.
Yeah.
And you probably see his name at the end of any one of the Seinfeld shows. And I put a proposal into him and said to him, look, this is what we'd like to do. He rang me. I thought it was a gotcha call at first, but then I realised his American accent was too good to be a gotcha call. And he said, look, I quite like it. How about I send it across to New York to Jerry, because he happened to be in Los Angeles, and we'll get back to you. About a week later, he came back and said, look, Jerry loves the idea. And we all know that, you know, the point is Jerry probably doesn't do too many things for money these days. He does it for, I guess, you know, creative enjoyment. He thought this idea was quite creative, and he said yes.
Because the simple idea is quite cute. I mean, it's him setting up a stand-up show out the front of one of your branches, and it's him literally in a shopping cart pushing his stuff. It's quite cute.
Yeah. What about the fact that you guys, didn't you have to set up one? That's a street in New York that the ad's actually filmed on, and you guys turned it into what would look like a street in Australia?
It is, Rachel. I clocked up a few frequent flyer points, and we certainly went backwards and forwards to New York a few times, and that's a little country town called Cedarhurst, which is about an hour out of New York.
Yeah, look, I've got to ask you the million-dollar question. Did you spend an awful lot of money on this man?
Well, look, I mean, obviously you'd expect me to give you the answer I'm going to give you, and that is that, you know, the money's confidential, but we look upon it as a fantastic investment. I mean, there has been reports that we paid Jerry what Microsoft paid him, and that's not the case, but... As I said, I think someone in Jerry's league, who you would think is untouchable, he just quite liked the cheekiness of the idea.
He's probably quite lonely just sitting around going, yeah, I know my shows are on telly all the time.
Yeah, but I'm not doing anything right now. I would have thought, I mean, I guess a lot of people would have assumed, I mean, he seems like a lovely guy, but I guess there is that idea that once you've sort of earned your millions and you're this massive star, that you'd sort of flit in, do 5 seconds on screen and then flit out again. But you guys managed to get a whole bunch of stuff for like 30 commercials.
Wow.
It's been incredible. He gave us 2 full days, and we shot enough material that we believe we're going to get about 25, maybe 30 commercials out of it. And I just might mention to you guys, although I know the news has reported that the Greater is, just Newcastle based, it's actually not. The Greater is head office in Newcastle, but it goes from as far down as Nowra up to the Gold Coast. So it's not just Newcastle. It's quite a large company. Let me say this to you, is that the idea itself of him standing outside the Greater branch was his idea. We had a completely different idea, and I thought I was quite funny, but he didn't, so...
And somehow you've got to defer to him, and just nice plug there, Head of Marketing, I like it. Now, of course, well, and people can see it, it'll be all online and all of that sort of business. I hope there's an ad where he has to say Fassifern. My favourite of all of the Newcastle suburbs. John, thanks very much, mate.
Paul, can I just tell you one thing? If anyone wants to see it, it's on YouTube. If they just type in Greater Building Society, Jerry Seinfeld, it's all over YouTube. There's about 5 ads on there at the moment.
Good man. Well, it's Jerry Seinfeld. You can plug away. I don't care. It's 7:10 in Sydney.